All right. Go ahead. You can begin whenever you want.
This week on Stuck in Beta,
we're putting Aldi beer to the ultimate test. We're drinking the Great Pines American IPA and comparing it head-to-head with the legendary Two-Hearted Ale. Or IPA? Ale? One of the two.
Something like that. While Greg recovers from a complete truck repair nightmare, we're talking stuck bolts, broken bleeder valves, and a lot of yelling at brake pads.
Yep. Meanwhile, Josh has been peacefully hiking, biking, and living the bachelor life while his wife is out of town. The contrast is real.
It's been good. We're also comparing our morning routines and trying to figure out if there are actually 5 good video game movies in existence.
Spoiler, we failed. But we definitely talked about The Wizard from 1989. We also got new trailers for Mortal Kombat 2 and Street Fighter.
They look fun. Plus, Anaconda, The Pit, and Oh Hi. And in Shop Talk, the How to Fix It Workshop channel is going nowhere fast.
Grab a budget beer, let's get stuck.
Let's do it.
Nah, that's enough of that. Hey, I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg, I'm Josh.
And this is Stuck in Beta.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I was digging through my... This is funny. So I was digging through my little Gemini. I opened it up because sometimes I will feed it like ideas and it'll kind of help me expand on them.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has a section for notebooks. And I forgot about this. I must have used this over a year ago. So I uploaded my resume to this... this thing, it's another Google product called Notebook LM.
Hmm.
And if you, let me see if
doesn't,
I can.
Doesn't LM usually stand for language model or
yeah.
something like that?
So it literally is, let's see if I can pull some of this up. It'll actually give sort of a, you upload it to this and mm-hmm. it gives you this.
Welcome to another deep dive. You know, we love to dig into some interesting material.
Oh, this isn't loud enough.
I think today's going to be especially fun.
Today, we've got the resume of a guy named Greg Michon. And,
anyway, this isn't very loud. I can't.
It's like it's creating a
it creates
conversation.
A podcast of oh, there's a volume here. This is probably really loud now.
But I think you'll see this is really a chance to kind of decode a whole career.
It's true. You can see how somebody navigated, you know, the tech world, how they chose to present themselves.
Yeah. And maybe even some insights, you know, we can all take away for our own careers.
Exactly. Like, what can we learn?
It has like 2 people that'll do a podcast about anything you give them.
Man, that is crazy how like the AI can just... Because I wonder if it would be noticeable if we neither of us knew that that was AI generated, if we could tell that it was.
I don't know. It to that, I felt that was very podcast like because mm-hmm. they even got the they got those yeah. in there and stuff like that. And I don't know.
That's so strange. I've heard people talk about that in other like podcasts where they've experimented with. Doing their own voice, like they just, I don't know how they just feed it, like whatever, I guess, you know, like their own, like recordings of themselves. And then they can kind of, the AI will actually pick up on their mannerisms and, like you said, the ums and the like hesitations in between. And I know, like for me, I tend to like repeat the same sentence or part of a sentence, like I just did. Like I go back and read, speak. And they say that they're, creating
roommate.
These AIs to do that. But yeah, that was pretty weird.
Yeah,
I just yelled at his dog.
I just yelled at the dog. I think I did that with a few things of some of my half-assed productions articles too, and I made it into a podcast to
That's
see
right.
how that would turn out with using those two. It's just weird how they kind of just riff over something very simple for like 10 minutes,
it would
which
be,
is probably what we do.
Yeah. It would be interesting for you to experiment that with that, because those articles are like, what, 20, 25 years old?
Yes.
If you somehow fed it your voice and then allowed it to like use what you wrote, but then speak it, like not necessarily like it's reading that, but like it's having a conversation about the article, that would be pretty interesting.
Yeah. But it can't, I feel it can't always distinguish between you and me. And most of the stuff I could feed it is from our podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, hey, let's start with a beer.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
So, I went to our old, your wife, probably my wife's favorite place.
Yeah, is
one
it?
One of her favorite places.
Is it Molly's favorite place now?
I mean, I don't know if it's her favorite place. She loves the Isle of Shame.
Yeah,
but
Lori does too.
Aldi has their own line of beers, and they have for a while. Oh,
you're shooting it across the table.
Yep. This is Great Pines American IPA, and from what I've read, so I probably have tried this before now that I think about it, but no, I kind of remember a wolf IPA, some sort of wolf or something. They do them all on animals. So this is supposed to be like a, I guess a, the Timu, the Aldi version of a two-hearted ale.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I see the resemblance of something, and it's green and
green and orange.
Yeah, that orange color.
Ruby! Go find somewhere else.
The dog's chewing on bones, making a...
There's not much information on the can itself. It just says, India Pale Ale with natural flavors. Man, I am getting... I almost need to move up in my
You
my
need
readers.
A bigger prescription?
Yeah, I think I actually just placed an order for some more 1.75s, and I think I need to move up
1.75?
To 1.75? Yeah, what are you at?
Oh, I think I'm at 1.25.
Okay.
Or, well, I can't read the I can't read the glasses, taking them off to look.
Yeah, I know.
These may be 1.5. Man, is that an old man thing to
Oh,
talk
yeah,
about.
Absolutely.
So...
6% by alcohol by value.
I don't know what is going on with my pouring style, but...
You're like, chug, 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 chug.
I cannot... I used to be really good at keeping the head down low, tilting the glass, and now it's all... I won't get a taste of this in about 5 minutes.
It smells really good. Hmm. Yeah. It's not bad. I mean, that's... That's pretty good.
From underneath all that foam, I could finally get a little taste of it.
It's definitely on the pinier side.
It's pinier than Two Hearted, but I could see where they were going.
I mean, it's called Great Pines, so
I
guess they're looking for that. I wonder if there's any other information out there on it. I'm curious who would brew their beer. I bet it's... I wonder, so some of these we've seen before that it's like not a brewery, or it's not a standalone brewery. It's like a, does it say on there?
Brewed by ABW Virginia Beach LLC in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
So yeah, I don't know if that's an actual brewery that releases their own beers or not. I was going to look at that real quick. ABW.
Oh, here. ABW Virginia Beach is often associated with New Realm Brewing or a contract brewer for Aldi.
Huh. Wow, that's interesting. So, yeah, they appear to be doing just, contract brewing for Aldi, and they have that relationship to New Realm. So they're just like a brewery that brews beer for... other brands.
So I wonder if, you know how, so they used to do the, I'm sure they still do it. There used to be like a Wonder Bread factory that they would make the bread for Wonder, obviously, but they'd also make the bread for the local grocery stores too. And so it's essentially the same thing, just labeled differently.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, it would just be the store brand label or whatever.
I mean, Costco does that and Sam's does it with their Members Mark brands. It's always the real, you know, sometimes they'll sell both of the same, like they'll have Energizer batteries and Kirkland batteries, but they're literally identical. Huh. You know?
I didn't even know that they had batteries that were a different brand. I mean, I haven't been to either one of those stores in a long time.
Yeah. But I'm wondering if this is kind of the same deal, because I was going to see if they had a beer that kind of matches up with this. I see a lot of tropical West Coast IPA. What was this, 6%?
Yep. And it's labeled as an English IPA, or English pale ale, I should say.
Oh,
English style IPA. Sorry.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything that may be it, but doesn't mean it's not in there. And since Control F doesn't work in on a Mac, so I can't. Why doesn't it? Or do I have to use Command F? Oh, that's it. How about that? 6.0. Huh. Oh, no one.
So there's this. They have a huge brewery and outdoor event place at Virginia Beach's favorite restaurant and brewery, New Realm Brewing Company. Looks pretty cool. So I guess they brew beer for New Realm and for Aldi.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to say that this is fine. Two Hearted is one of my favorite go-to beers. I'd put that in Citywide as like kind of my two. If I'm going to just pack the fridge with everyday beers, those are two of my top beers. This, I don't think it compares to Two Hearted.
I'd have to try them side by side. I'm not really sure, but I like it.
I actually have Two Hearted.
Do you really?
I do.
Like, you've purchased it recently?
I mean, it's within the last 6 months, so it's not old. If you want, we could try them side by side.
Well, I guess we could do that.
All right. Well, this became another thing. Let's pause and you'll see.
All right.
Okay. So, this Great Pines American IPA, what would your rating of this be?
I think it's solid. I would put it in the B category. I would have it again. If my wife Lori was shopping at Aldi and said, "Hey, I'm going to get some beer," it would not be a problem for her to come home with this.
Yeah. It wasn't that expensive for a six pack of this. I think it was under $10, which you can't beat that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think this is fine, but I don't know if they really were trying to be Two Hearted or not, but I'm gonna have to say I give it a B-. I'm kind of down on it a little bit.
Well, let's see how it stacks up. So you happen to have Two Hearted on hand.
Which I guarantee we reviewed that on the show.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So Two Hearted is actually 7%.
Oh.
And it's considered an American IPA.
Well, that's what this is.
Well, it says English style IPA. Well,
it says on the can, American IPA.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm just looking on whatever AI gave me. Which it does leave a disclaimer down below that says, you know, it could be making mistakes. And clearly it did. But the cans do resemble each other quite a bit. You have the orange and the green and the, faded looking.
There's a fish on there.
Oh, there is?
The bear is grabbing a fish.
Two Hearted just has the fish only. Two fish.
Yeah, so, maybe it's a close-up of the same fish.
Crack it open and give it a pour, and we'll split.
Oh, you want me to pour this thing?
Well, you pour yours, I'll pour mine, maybe. Okay. We just talked about how you're having a problem pouring things lately.
Here, just...
Not that you're messy, but you just... You give yourself a lot of bubbles.
See, this... I'll just smell them together.
Oh, the color is different, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, yellow versus the Great Pines is more yellowish, yep, straw color. Your Two Hearted definitely has a orangier,
yeah, more
color.
Orange. And the cans, the color on the cans do very much closely resemble the beer themselves. Yeah, it has a nice aroma. More appealing than the Great Pines.
Yeah, I feel this is much smoother. It's not as harsh. It, I feel it's such a better beer.
a little sweeter. Yeah, but similar style for sure.
Yeah, I don't feel it's as piney.
Yeah.
But it's still got almost like the pine is in the front end on the Great Pines and the Two Hearted, it's on the back end.
See, I feel like it is slightly a little more harsh, if that's like a proper characterization. It's kind of got the bitterness. It's more bitter. Gets more of my tingling on my tongue than the than the Great Pines does.
I don't know. Maybe this needed to be a blindfolded thing in order to know for sure. But now we know the color, so it wouldn't work.
Yeah. They're pretty similar, though. I don't know. I get what you're saying. But I don't know that...
I'd go up a letter grade for really? Two Hearted. Mm-hmm. I think it's... Maybe I'm just seeing the label, you know? I don't know.
I'm trying to really distinguish
Nike versus Pro Wings, you know.
that's a big jump, though, isn't it? Pro Wings. What is Pro Wings? That doesn't even sound like a brand as far as
that was the Payless brand.
Oh,
I don't think they even have those stores anymore.
Man, that's a throwback. No, there's no Payless shoe store anymore. This really took a turn.
They completely gone?
I think so.
Oh, okay. they have a website.
No way.
Yeah.
Man, this could go in the pop culture segment.
Offering shoes for the... Oh, known for brands like Airwalk, which...
Oh.
Airwalks used to be really cool.
Yeah, for skaters.
Hmm.
Which I shared a video with you or to you the other day.
I don't look at your stuff.
I know. You didn't even acknowledge it. It was a... it was kind of like a documentary of, what's his name, George Powell, who's the...
Oh, yeah, I saw it, but then I'm like, I don't have time to look at this crap. I was going to go, I you know how you see something and you're like, oh, I'm in the middle of something, I'll go back to it. I didn't.
Yeah, it was cool, though. We're taking a really big tangent and sidebar here, but it was interesting how Powell...
Colin Peralta?
Peralta, yeah. Stacy Peralta was the skateboarder, and George Powell was, he was kind of like a businessman, engineer, so he figured out how to create the new wheels. Like his son came home with what is the polypropylene or something, the wheel type, and his son was like 8 years old, and he was like, these skateboard wheels are so much better, and he's like, come on, they're wheels. You know,
yeah.
And then he took a look at him, and he knew exactly what they were. And then he went into business and started creating the boards and the wheels, and then got into partnership with Stacy Peralta. Eventually, they created the brand Powell Peralta, which then had Tony Hawk and all the legendary skaters.
For some reason, I thought those were both skateboarders. I didn't know one was just the businessman.
Yeah, no, I think he did some skateboarding whenever he was young, but I mean, this would have been back. He's like 82 years old, so this would have been back.
Probably
in the,
not when the company was founded, though.
I don't think so. Oh. No, he talked about like when he was a kid on his little like. Remember on Back to the Future, they had the box scooter things, and Marty ripped the box.
Yeah,
thing
yeah,
yeah. They showed a picture of that from like what he was describing.
Oh,
as,
like the metal wheels.
Yeah, the metal. So it was a neat little, story on how that company came to be. And, I mean, yeah, it's a huge company. He still works there. He's 82 years old. He still works. I don't know. I think Stacy went on to do something else. Peralta.
That's interesting because I remember having or they may have been Jeff's. He had these old roller skates. Remember the ones you could slip? It was just like the bottom part, and you could adjust on your shoe.
Yep.
I think Fisher Price has them out now, and they're all plastic or whatever. But at the time, they were like metal wheels, and those things did not roll very well at
all.
And
Yeah, that's what they were saying. It was pretty much revolutionary because everything was metal or whatever. And trying to roller skate on or skateboard on blacktop or anything that was somewhat of a more rougher surface, just couldn't do it.
Anything with like pores on it like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
So,
well, there you go. That's that.
Yep. Pop culture there.
Yeah.
And interesting news? No. I guess it wouldn't fall in the interesting news category.
So, I had a long weekend.
I joined you for a lot of that long weekend.
Yeah. So this is kind of shop talk, but it's also just life because I spent the entire weekend working on my truck, and I cannot believe how like literally like four screws or four bolts are basically what held us up for hours.
Yeah, it sucked.
So essentially my goal for the for Saturday, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get my car in the garage, lift it up, replace the rotors and brake pads on the front side, driver and passenger. Well, I could not get the bolts off to get the brake assembly off in order to get the rotors out. So that was the first problem I had.
And that was, you started like midday, right? If I remember, like 1 o'clock, you said?
Yeah, I think about one or so. That was problem one. So I had doused it down with some lubricant what do you call that stuff?
Well, you just had WD-40 to start with.
Yeah,
right?
I had WD-40. Then I did have some sort of rust. Wait, I'm trying to think of the name you call it.
Like a liquid wrench or something?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. And I was like, okay, I can't get this side. Let me go to the other side. The other side, I had the same exact issue. So I had sprayed them down. I was working as hard as I could trying to do that. Couldn't get it to budge. Then I think Molly had called you, or you met her in the park at some point, and you called me. You're like, hey, you want me to come over and give you a hand? Like, sure. And I guess you had enough strength to get them off. Well, that's all right.
Well,
to remove them.
Well, the one tip that I shared that I thought was probably what gave me enough leverage to get them loosened up was turning the wheels so that you could get more leverage on the long breaker bar.
Yeah. So there you go. You removed it. We're good to go. I take it out. I'm like, good. Now and we got both sides. So ready to go. All right. We got all this good to go. Now I had the brake calipers off on both sides. And here's where Josh gave me a tip, which...
I had a good tip and a not good tip.
So I'm going to... I put the new brakes in, put the driver's side all back together. And he said, do this... in between each brake. Yeah. Go in, pump the brakes, and hold it down. And
I was trying to help you get, like the air out of the system or prevent any kind of air from entering so that you wouldn't have as much trouble bleeding them later.
I'm so excited to get the one side down. So I go in and start pump. I probably have video of me pumping the brake. I know I do. Me pumping the brakes and then hearing, what was that sound? Sounds like a bunch of water. Peter, did you spill something?
Oh, no.
And then Molly walks out the door. You have... there's oil or something all over the ground around. I'm like, what? Well, one of the cylinders just popped right out of the other caliper. So
yeah, and you shoot me a text, and I don't remember exactly what it said, but I could tell you were not happy.
I was a little upset at the time.
Well, I blew out my brake or something like that. I don't know. I'm like, oh no! I immediately knew because so the way that you're supposed to do it is just one at a time. So you do your one wheel like start to finish, and then you move to your other wheel start to finish, but. See, and I knew that you had them both off because I helped you get them both loosened.
Well, and that's what I would have done, but because I was at a stopping point at the other side, I started working on the other.
Yeah.
But
as soon as I saw that text, and I didn't even like I didn't even have to question like what is he talking about? I knew exactly what you were referring to, and I was like, "Oh my God, I felt like such a jerk. Like this is all my fault."
So I had to get a new caliper. So I was able to get one that night. So I put it all back together, which I thought I put it all back together. There's my screw up. I got video of me doing it wrong.
What did you do wrong on that one?
Remember how it's got that little nipple that has to go in the hole? Or what? It's got a little finger hanging
out. Sounds dirty. Whoa, it's getting dirtier.
It is. Well, yes. I guess I didn't notice it because, you know, by that time I was working in the dark.
Yeah. And then it was leaking a little bit on that wheel the next day.
And, well, we figured out why.
But you told me Saturday night, you're like, I offered to help the next day or something. I don't remember. And you're like, I just need to bleed the brakes. So then I come over. I'm like, I told Lori, I just need to go help him bleed the brakes. It takes like 20 minutes. Not a big deal. And my God, what a torture.
Oh, it was
that
was hell. The new one was able to bleed that one no problem, but all the other ones had like the bleeder valve was impossible to turn. And we actually got a tool to remove the one. We got it out, which I don't know how long we worked with that one. We got a tool, an extractor tool get it out. Then we tried that same tool on the other side. Oh no, the other side worked. We didn't have a problem with
the rear. Driver's side rear came out without a problem. Really.
But the driver's front, we could not. We stripped the shit out of that thing. The nipple got torn off.
And they were different sizes. That was the other annoying part, which I guess, you know, makes somewhat sense because they're different size calibers. Usually your front brakes are larger than your rear brakes, but the bleeder valves were different size as well.
So that one ended up, we tore it apart so bad, we're like, I guess I'm getting a new caliper for this side. So I got two front new ones. And all the bleeder valves that we replaced we are in business now. I didn't get a chance to bleed them.
Yeah, we took it for a drive afterwards and they were kind of spongy.
So throughout the few days, it kind of got a little better.
Really?
So, and Molly was, she talked with a guy at work about that too. He said, yeah, sometimes it takes a few days and it may
really
tighten up on its own. I still need to, because I'm like, I really don't want to take it apart until, if I'm going to take it apart again, I'm going to replace those rear brakes.
Yeah. We saw that those pads were pretty low.
So that's the next project. Yay.
It's clear another weekend.
Yeah.
No, there shouldn't be, I mean, knock on wood and all the other things, but there should not be any significant whatever, like holdups there, other than those bolts that hold that assembly in could be somewhat seized like we experienced on the front ones, but you have a breaker bar that should be able to pop those loose.
But honestly, I don't even think I need to remove it that far.
Okay.
Because I'm not taking the rotors out.
Right, yeah, you're just getting that,
so
the part that holds the...
Yeah, I could leave the brake pad assemble in.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I'm able to get those clips out and put new ones in, I should be okay.
Yeah. But yeah, and then you're going to bleed them after that. And I guess. You'll have a brand new truck.
Yeah. Ah, jeez. Then something else will break down. Oh, speaking of something else breaking down. Yeah. So going back with my truck, I don't know if you got the reference. Think no. of the beginning of Session by Offspring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, F.
Yeah, I just said, aw, truck. Yesterday, the kids wanted McDonald's for dinner. I'm like, whatever. Molly had a after work happy hour, and they're trying to collect all the Mario Happy Meal toys. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So while I'm in there sitting still, then I start smelling that burning smell of, you know, like, you know, that antifreeze smell, like yeah. When it's running low or dry.
Oh, okay.
I get home and I'm like, maybe that was another car or something in the mm-hmm. drive-thru. When I get home, I'm like, I smelt it when I came out. Huh. I'm like, ugh. Well, that's my car. So I didn't see any leaks. I couldn't find anything. I added some. After I let it go cold,
mm-hmm.
I filled it up. It needed some to reach the cold line. So hopefully there was just some evaporation that happened. Huh. And I mean, it probably has been a long time since that's been topped off at all. So, I mean, normally it wouldn't, but I guess it's possible.
I wonder where the smell was coming from, though. I mean, I don't.
That's the only thing, because it smelled kind of that burning metal yeah. type smell, that burning chemical that.
Hmm.
So, and I saw it wasn't up to the, well, it should be higher when it's, after it's running, right?
Cool, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't at the cold line. So I'm, hopefully I don't have any more problems with that.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. My truck, I replaced a radiator last year because it had a crack in it. You know, I've replaced the water pump, the power steering pump, a few other things. I'm at 190,000 miles. And I mean, the good thing is, well, I don't know. Depends on how you look at it. I didn't have the troubles that you had with your brakes and where it took me that long. I mean, most of my jobs went pretty quickly. But, you know, once you get it replaced, you're like, okay, yeah. I mean, it's just kind of part of owning a vehicle, unless it's, I don't know. I don't know much about EVs, but I mean, do they still have like components that are going to wear out, like a power steering pump or, you know, things like that?
I don't know.
I hear people just rave about EVs and how they don't have maintenance issues, but I think that's a lie. I don't know. Anyway,
like anything else, I mean,
yeah, my point was, I guess that was kind of a weird way to get to it, is that I mean, even new cars, I mean, you guys got Molly's car, and I know it's not brand new, but you've had some issues with that as well, and Lori's car as well. You know, Lori's car was only like 2 years old, and it's had some weird glitches and whatnot, so I don't know. It's just cars.
Yeah. Fun times. So I almost feel that the video, I have like all my, like my dryer video that I mentioned last episode, I have lots of video of me messing with that.
Yeah.
And
we'll see if it gets anywhere, huh?
My
How to Fix It workshop segment, the note that I added there is, we're going nowhere fast.
Well,
as far as the YouTube channel,
I'm curious what I can add, because after at some point I just stopped recording.
Yeah,
because I'm like, there's just so much, this is going nowhere, and now I'm adding another step. I'm trying to just fix this damn thing, and now I gotta,
yeah, I'm worried about the camera
pointing this, you know.
Yeah, I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But I probably have a good hour of content. Well, I don't know about that much, but I could turn it into something, I guess.
Well, let's see. I've been a bachelor this week. My wife is at a conference. She should be home here in the next couple hours, but I've been home alone all week.
Oh yeah.
Landon, my youngest, has been in and out a little bit, but man, I don't know. How do you, it's been probably a while since you've, well, I don't know. Have you been alone like since the kids have come along? Have you spent any like significant time alone?
I mean, I've been alone in Vegas.
Oh yeah. I guess not at home though.
No. Not very usually, because Molly has went on trips, but sometimes a lot of times it'll be with Millie.
Yeah.
And so I'll still be with Peter.
My biggest problem is that I really struggle to fall asleep. So I'm during the day and being at home, like at night, you know, in the evening is no issue, but sleeping at night, I really, really struggle with when Lori's not there.
Oh, you're one of those.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's so weird. I cannot fall asleep. I will lay there. Last night I turned on, after like 45 minutes of laying there, I turned on like some relaxing music. You know, just like
don't turn on us. Don't turn on our podcast.
No. The night before that, I woke up at 1:30 and I stayed awake until like 4:30. I could not fall back to sleep. I was getting so irritated. And I never have, I almost never have these kind of like sleepless nights whenever she's there. But whenever she's out of town, man, it just screws up my sleep.
You need
so
that
bad.
Person next to you?
I guess I do. Huh. It's so weird. Falling asleep and staying asleep. I just, I really struggle with.
Molly says she's like that when I've been gone, like on conferences or whatever, but she'll have one of the kids, she'll have Millie sleep next to her. Or
oh, yeah.
And, but
I need to borrow, where's she at?
Yeah.
I need to borrow Ruby and have her.
Oh, she would lay right next to you. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean,
you don't have that
I love my wife, but I don't have a problem if she's not laying next to me. I still can fall asleep. I have problems falling asleep. I have problems staying asleep. I'll wake up around 3 about every night. And then I'll go, okay, go back to sleep, Greg. And then my brain will just won't shut off.
Do you have to get up to go pee?
That's fun. Not always, no.
That's good. That's kind of one of the memes
old man,
or whatever.
Getting
older. So I was going to mention, I've talked about this a few times, but I've been doing a lot of bike riding and hiking this year or this spring. And on Monday I went down. Have you ever heard of St. Joe State Park down in Farmington?
No, I don't think I have.
Really? I had heard about it pretty much my whole life. I thought that I thought it was on the side of the highway, but it turns out that it's like a few miles off of the highway.
Park Hills?
It's right outside of Farmington.
It's St. Francis County.
Yeah, that's it. But it's a really cool park that they have like a bunch of like ATV trails where you can, I mean, if you have like four-wheelers and things like dune buggies, things like that, you can be, you know, riding around on the trails there, which I had no idea that's what it had to offer. And then around the perimeter, it has a 12-mile loop that is paved for like bike riding or walking or whatever. So I took my bike down there and I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. I'll do like this 12-mile loop, you know, thinking, because I've done a lot of riding. So
that's all paved though.
Paved. I thought, oh, this is gonna be nice to do a little bit more like distance. So what I didn't know is that it is hilly as a mother.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm, you know, I take off on the trail and I'm going on a slight decline grade. And I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna have to pedal back up this hill to end. But I felt like, I mean, this sounds like another old man reference. You know, I felt like I was going uphill in both ways. It was the hardest thing that I've done in a long time. And you were saying that
that yellow app here?
Yeah.
Paved bicycle trail. Oh, yeah, that is long.
But you were saying that day that you were really feeling it from your squatting of trying to
that
your
was
brake repair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I'm going to go on a bike ride. Well, I ate my words because I was like, what the hell? This is the, and I'm shifting down to, you know, and I have a, what is it? Three times, I guess it's 18 speed bike or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's got the three sprockets in front and I'm shifting down, shifting down, shifting down. I'm at like, you know, gear one and my legs are going like this and I'm barely, you know, moving like 1 or 2 feet. And I, you know, you come around a curve and you're like, oh my God, it's still going uphill. So anyway, I, unless you're really looking for something adventurous and challenging, I would not recommend that loop on a bike.
Estimated, hiking time, 5 hours and 30 minutes. Yeah.
It wouldn't be bad to hike because it's, you know, it's not that significant of a great, but whenever you're on a bike and you're just like, oh, and then at one point it's been really windy, you know, like mm-hmm. this month, and the wind was coming straight at me and I'm going uphill and I actually did get off and walk at one point. I'm like, God, you remember how we used to do back when we were kids, like, you know, you had the BMX bike and you'd get to a point where you're like
to a hill or something.
Yeah. You just had to walk it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was rough.
So when you do a 12 mile trip, do you have like a bag full of snacks or,
I mean, on a bike you're doing, so I do, I use Runkeeper to see what my miles, whatever.
But I mean, I don't know how long did that,
it takes like less than 2 hours.
Okay. It's not then bad. It's not, I mean, you probably have a water, but
yeah,
no, I'm just thinking, I'm seeing all this things that may take 5 hours, 30 minutes, but I guess that's hiking time. But I'm like, man, do you have a couple Slim Jims or something in your
bag? Take a protein bar and I did have that towards the end because I'm just like, I stopped. I'm like, God, I'm beat. And I had that and just, you know, I did have my bottle of water, you know, on my, but I have a little bag that attaches to the inside frame of my bike and I load it up with whatever. And I can put my phone and earbuds and all that junk in there and a snack.
Yeah.
It's important to have a snack.
Well, yeah.
And yesterday I went on a hike with a couple of guys over in, I forget the name of the town, Valmire, right outside of Valmire, Illinois. So if you were to like draw a straight line over to Illinois from here in Festus, it's pretty much there.
It's like 2 miles or something.
Yeah, as the crow flies, it's like 2 miles from here. But it took me an hour to get there because you have to go all the way up to like 255 bridge.
I've always wondered that. So you've got Cape.
Yeah.
And you've got the 255 bridge. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing. Is there a ferry crossing at some point? Or
I thought that was still like down towards Cape or St. Mary's or something like that.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess because it's all farmland on that side of the river, on the Illinois side.
But every time I go to, like, let's say Belleville, go to Eckerd's or whatever, you go all the way, you're going north, you go over to Illinois, and then you head south. And I'm like, you know what? I wonder how far I am.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, if you look up like Valmire, which this trail is right outside of there, it's on the map. It's immediately east of like the Peavely area, which is a little further north than here. But it's kind of crazy because I'm like, what the heck? It's right over there, and I gotta go. Like, it took me like 54 minutes to get there. It was kind of crazy. But we were up on this cliff over there, which I didn't even realize they had these giant elevation gains over there. But we hiked up 1,000 feet, and you can see from that's where we were, right here. And you can see the river, and you can, I mean, you can't make out like Peavely or whatever, but like you can see, you can also see downtown, which is, you know, 25, 30 miles north.
Yeah, because it's all flat. There's nothing to block.
But and you can see the arch. It was kind of cool. But I'm like, that's where I live, guys, right over there across the river.
Like, you can literally have from 61 across to 156.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool if that was possible. It seems like it would open up a lot of opportunity for those towns over there because, I mean, there's it's pretty heavily populated over on this side of the river, but it's very sparsely populated on that side of the river until you get, like, further inland because you have Waterloo, which isn't too far away from there, but it's further away from the river.
You just, I don't know, that always, I'm like, man, Illinois is right over there, you know? And
yeah,
we're...
It takes us a ways to get there.
Yeah. I don't know. That always felt weird to me.
Yeah, it is. So I had a question for you.
Yeah.
This lady shared this podcast with me that I don't even know why she shared it with me necessarily, but it got me thinking. On morning routines, I listened to the podcast. So it was about this couple. And they were talking about how they had really struggled with, like, taking advantage of their mornings and, like, having, like, getting their day off on the right foot. And they had kids, and it was kind of weird. The lady, like, she used to work, but she doesn't work anymore. And she was talking about how she would sometimes not get up until, like, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And, but then she... I guess was working with like a therapist or something. And they were like, well, maybe you ought to look at, trying to get your day started a little earlier than that and see how that feels, you know, get outside or maybe do some exercise or whatever to like get your body moving a little sooner than that. So she started trying that and she was like, I can't believe how much better this feels. And I was like, really? Like people actually live like that. And, so it kind of got me thinking a little bit, like Lori and I have always had this, or not always, but in recent years, we have kind of developed this morning routine where we still get up at 5, we have our coffee, we exercise, make breakfast, and it's like kind of a slower start where years ago, I used to like get up, I'd sleep as late as I could, get up, shower, go to work.
Yeah.
And it always felt rushed. Uh-huh. And especially if I like hit the snooze a couple of times, like it was like stressful and panic or whatever. And I was just kind of curious, do you guys have any kind of like morning routine or what is your guys' morning look like?
I'm kind of get up and go. I used to take morning showers. I take night showers now.
Do you?
And I'm usually the last one to take a shower out of all of us. So.
Oh yeah.
So I usually
don't
have any of the hot water anymore.
Which
is for me, like that's fine. I don't like super hot showers anyway, so it doesn't bother me. But yeah, in the morning, usually so I have like an alarm ring at like 6:40.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That is late.
I know, and my I start work at 7.
See, even whenever
that's working at home. So, I mean, usually 6:40, it rings. I'll sit in bed for a minute. I'll check what the weather's going to be or whatever. And then I'll go, you know, brush my teeth, take my vitamins, all that. And then get dressed and tell the kids to wake up. And then I log in. And,
Do you have breakfast?
I always have coffee preset to be made so it's ready for me in the morning. Mm-hmm. Molly and I both, you know, we make a pot, so she'll take some to work with, you know, she takes a big travel mug and then so I during the week normally around 8:15 or so I run Peter to school. Molly usually takes Millie to school. I'll take Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I usually don't eat any breakfast until after I get back with Peter.
Yeah, it's interesting what people's different schedules. Because we, even whenever I was working, like Lori leaves for work around 7:30. And I used to start my day around 7:30 or 8:00, but we still got up at 5 because we liked, And I think it's something we just kind of experimented with over the years until we like developed something that was felt better, because there were times whenever we would try to wake up and then exercise, and it was always like, man, my body just didn't want to like do anything. Like my grip strength was horrible, mm-hmm. and all that. So we found that if we have coffee and just kind of like sit and relax, like sometimes I'll read, or sometimes it's like the most productive that I am for the entire day, because I'm like able to like focus on something. And
yeah,
whether it's like editing a video or, you know, doing some research on something or planning out some project that I'm working on, I find that that's like the most, like the most focused that my brain is able to be. It's not, I'm not distracted by a bunch of things or having a bunch of random thoughts.
Hmm.
But, yeah, so we would have like a 3-hour block or 2.5-hour block in the morning to do all those things. And
I mean, if you wake up at 5, yeah.
Yeah.
My biggest, so.
What time do you go to bed at night?
We get in bed about, I'd say we're in bed 9:30, 10 o'clock, but we don't go to sleep then. May watch an episode of, I don't know, some
Everybody Loves Raymond
show or something. Well, that's kind of the turn on. She, Molly likes to sleep with something on.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Oh, really? Like all night?
No. I put the sleep timer on.
Oh, but she fall kind asleep. Of, yeah.
She wants that on, so I'll put on a sleep timer or whatever, and I'll watch it for a little bit, then I'll try to fall asleep. But. Usually she's out pretty quick, but
yeah,
I don't know. I guess I can get up early, but I think one thing I had, so I used to run a lot,
yeah.
And like I would actually, where I lived at the old house, it was great for running because there were sidewalks all the way down Main Street. Mm-hmm. I could just, and I was really close. And I could have like, okay, I run all the way down there and then I run all the way back or whatever, or around in a circle or something. I could still do that, but there's no sidewalks outside of our subdivision. So I usually, if I am to run, I would run in the subdivision.
Yeah. And you're just doing the same like area.
It gets
kind of
boring.
Yeah.
But also I tried this long ago to get back into that. But I'd wake up some kid when I was going out and then
daddy.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know. Maybe I could try that again, because I started doing, not running, but doing a workout. I've told you about P90. I've been doing that because it's an easier workout, but it also I would do it during my work day because I could start it during a meeting or whatever. But then there's been so many times lately where I'm actually have to remain more focused,
yeah,
and do stuff where I can't always be out of breath, where I'm just you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? I'm trying to multitask, but so it hasn't been as easy. So maybe it would be better to do it in the morning.
Yeah. You know? That's what I found. I remember years ago we used to work out after work together.
Yeah.
And that worked for us for a while back then. And then, I don't know, just whatever, I guess life, my kids got to a point where they needed me, or I needed to be somewhere.
Right. And that happens. Life happens. And...
yeah. I think it was when they were younger, before they really got into their sports and activities that were school related, that were like immediately after school that I was trying to attend. I think that's whenever we stopped exercising together. But we did pretty well with that for a while after work, like, and that was, I don't know, it was around 4 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
But now I think about it, I'm like, I don't know that I would have the right energy or headspace or mental whatever to be able to exercise at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I know. And a lot of people are like, well, you get it done early and then you're done for the day, you know?
Yeah, that's the way I look at it now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't sleep very well, so maybe I should start doing it in the morning. Yeah. I just have to straighten up the basement and do it down here. Because right now, when I work out, I do it in the playroom.
The office room.
The office. which would be right outside Peter's room. Wouldn't be a good idea.
Daddy, I gotta pee.
Yeah. Did you happen to find a snack?
I did not.
Oh.
I failed. Well, I was running. Oh, I was going to mention, because I was had the bachelor life this week, that I...
You had plenty of time.
So my day was my morning, and I had to do a few things around the house because normally Lori works Monday through Thursday, but this week she works Monday through Friday, and she... She was, tomorrow we got to go paint a house, one of our rental properties. We got to paint a couple rooms in it. She's going to help me with it because she's a great painter. And she was like, I just need you to make sure you get the floors clean while, you know, since I am not going to be able to get to it this weekend. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I had to clean the floors and the bathrooms. So that's why I was running late and did not get a snack.
Oh, I see. You have been procrastinating the entire week.
Well,
you're like, let's see.
I want it to be as clean as possible.
Lori told me to get this done. All I need is really about an hour.
Yeah. Let me start at noon.
I could squeeze that in.
Let me start at noon.
I do the same thing. Molly hates that, but she doesn't know how good I when.
When she listens to this.
When there's a party, like when we're having like a party at the house, she'll get stressed, like, oh, we still got this house to clean, we got this and that, and I'm
I
like
know that.
And I'm like, I got it, you know. I'm like I love that pressure of being you give me an assignment and only like 45 minutes to do it, that's where I excel, you know. If you give me 2 weeks to, I won't do it.
You're gonna
I just won't.
Yeah,
that's how I was in school too.
Oh yeah, sure.
You have this assignment,
but did it ever come back to bite you? Or are you like,
well,
I can't get it done. Like,
no,
I'm turning in slop.
There's been times where I just am like, oh crap, that's due today, and you know it's. You know, it's, you know, in 15 minutes that class starts.
I owe 7 pages.
All I have is my homeroom to, you know, so, yeah. You know, you're trying to, yes, that did, but, you know, there was a lot in the senior year that I just kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah. Thinking back on that, it's like, did I even do anything that year?
That was, yeah, I think I needed like an hour and a half of credits or whatever they call it.
I needed every bit of what I needed.
I didn't need crap.
I graduated with the bare minimum of whatever it was, 22 and a half or
yeah,
something
you needed
like
22 and a half. I think I had 20 by the start of the senior year. Most people would have taken the half day like a lot of kids did. Nope, not me. I had 14 study halls and...
Man,
I went bowling in gym, and
I can't believe you had that many.
Oh, I had a lot.
Junior year. Wow.
At the end, yeah, I had a lot coming in, and I don't know. I guess I had a lot of credit classes beforehand or something.
I feel like we were in the same boat with. I mean, we met each other in junior high, and we started accumulating credits in what, ninth grade? Is that how it works?
I think so. Yeah,
but yeah, I was by the skin of my teeth. And my grade point average was like a 2.
Oh,
2.19 or something.
My senior year, I dropped chemistry class because I'm like, this sucks.
I never got that high.
And I dropped. Remember that one teacher that talked like Elmer Fudd? That hello and welcome. You couldn't. I don't know why I had her on a podcast.
Oh, her? Was it
Miss Ryan? Yeah,
no.
Miss Ryan was her name.
Oh,
hello.
We're fun.
She would talk about in World War II, Hitler was a horrible man, and I'm sure she was a nice lady, but I could not learn anything from her because not only was her she was hard to understand.
Yeah.
I need the subtitles on, but Also, when she would write on the board, you couldn't. You'd be like, "What the hell did she just write on there?"
I remember Mrs. Stubblefield was like that in junior high. Oh, yeah. She'd write up there, and it'd be like so manic, and then she'd erase it with the back of her palm or whatever,
or the back of her. She'd lean up against it and wipe it off, and you're trying to take notes and.
Oh man! Like,
what the? Yeah.
I hope teachers are better than that these days.
Well, they don't have chalkboards.
That's true. Yeah.
They have the smart boards.
Yep. Yeah. So to answer your question, no snack.
There you go. Did you have? I put trailers.
Should have watched them
one day. Was it? Wednesday, they released the Mortal Kombat 2 trailer. So, I did not watch the recent Mortal Kombat movie. Okay. Story time, which is pretty much the whole show. Back in the 90s, there was a video game called Mortal Kombat. Yeah, we all know that. But they released a movie, and you... were coming to pick me up because we were going to go see this movie, and you got in a little accident.
Oh, that was the Saturn,
the
right?
The Saturn.
Ah. Yes.
Totaled your Saturn.
Yeah, 13 days after I purchased it.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to your house, but I didn't know until just now that that's what we were off to see.
But, yeah. So there was a newer Mortal Kombat movie, like brand new, came out a few years ago.
Okay.
This is the second one. It's centered more around Johnny Cage as the character.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it looks cool.
It looks pretty neat. It looks very video game accurate.
Yeah.
But then the next day they release a Street Fighter trailer.
Hmm.
And if you thought that looks video game accurate, this movie looks like straight out of Ryu and Ken look a little. Is it Ken? Was that the two guys that look basically the same, both in the red and white geese?
Yeah.
Hadouken.
Yeah. Is this what you meant to share? This guy talking about it?
Oh, no. That's
what I clicked on.
No, it came. I saw it. There it is.
Oh, that's
you must
weird.
Have clicked on something else.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. Anyway, it's got all the characters in it. It's got the M. Bison. It's got what's his name? The dude with the arms that extend. Chin Li, the guy
oh
with
my
the
gosh.
Guile.
Yeah. So they were like on a what's it called? Like a platform or whatever. I don't remember this game too much, I guess.
Street Fighter 2? It wasn't
they were like a WWE where there's like a whole
It was the same. It's literally like
a crowd.
Yeah, these two movies releasing their trailers together is weird because these were like the top two fighting games in the 90s. Street Fighter 2, Mortal Kombat. Yep. They were both in the arcade, and they're essentially the same thing. It's like, oh, there's a big fighting tournament or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are like this.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't remember this game as much.
Oh.
I remember Tekken.
Yeah.
I don't remember this one as much.
But
I know the name.
I don't know if this is set in 93 or if just a banner in the middle of it is shows 93. I don't know. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Are those both going to be released to theaters?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I was going to say, what could we come up with a top five video game movies?
Video game movies. Wow.
Are movies based on video games?
Movies based on video games. Man.
I don't know if we could.
Movies. I'm going to Google this.
Without based like on... taking some of the recent movies. Because honestly, I'd put Minecraft and the Super Mario Brothers movies up there.
Yeah.
But you probably haven't seen all these movies.
I mean, the Lara Croft Tomb Raider ones, I remember those were pretty good. And who was the actress that played Lara Croft? She was pretty hot.
It was the...
Oh, Angelina Jolie?
Angelina Jolie, yeah.
Yeah. Those were good back in the day. That's freaking 24 years ago.
Well, yeah.
No, 25 years ago, 2001. Wow, holy crap.
Yeah.
Resident Evil. I don't even remember those.
There's about 300 of those movies.
Really? Huh. Yeah, I've never seen one of them. Top five. I guess I can't. No.
Yeah, me neither.
It's funny they say Mortal Kombat scheduled for 2026. Street Fighter is planned for late 2026.
I can say, though, one of my favorite that probably is one of the first, and I wouldn't even say it's based on a video game, but it's very video game-ish, was The Wizard with Fred Savage.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Where they're in the video game competition.
Yeah.
It's your first look at Super Mario 3.
Yeah, that was a cool movie.
At the time, this was the first movie I think I saw alone because I went with my mom and my brother. Neither one of them wanted to see that movie, but they knew I did. So they sent me, they saw some other movie at the same time. For some reason, I thought it was War of the Roses. Let me see if that tracks.
1989.
Yeah. When was The Wizard?
1989.
Okay. So that's what I think it was. They went and saw The War of the Roses while I was in another theater watching The Wizard. 1989. I guess I would have been 12. I would have been okay.
Man, I'm reading the information about the movie. I remember his little brother had issues, but I didn't know. It says after his little brother is put into a mental institution.
Yeah, he was like a...
He breaks him out.
At the time, you would say... I guess you'd say he's an idiot savant.
Oh, now, yeah.
Now you'd like Rain Man? Yeah, now you'd say he's just someone on the spectrum.
Right.
And that's...
Wow, they used to be... put people like that in.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't that sound so bad now? 20,
what was it? 30 something years ago?
Gosh, 37 years ago.
I don't know why whatever I just clicked on said the 25th anniversary of The Wizard. No. That's wrong. It is 1989 to now is 40 almost 40 years ago.
Yeah, they wanted to join the video game competition. But as a kid, that like inspired me so much. I'm like, oh, yeah. That would be so awesome to be in a competition. And they did bring those. Did you ever, I don't know if Six Flags.
I remember that.
Had the Nintendo thing that would come. And that was an awesome time where you can go to Six Flags and they had those trucks, like big 18-wheelers, and you'd walk into them.
That's right.
And there'd be like screens on both sides with Super Nintendo or what? I think Super Nintendo was just out at the time that I remember.
I only remember experiencing that one time. I was probably with you.
Yeah, and that was one of the coolest. That I also remember the one time I was in a competition.
Yeah,
was at Crestwood Mall. They had the Disney Afternoon Nintendo NES competition. So you went in, they're like, there'll be a new game that you'll all get to play, and it was Tailspin. Remember the game? Or the show Tailspin with Baloo and It was a brand new. I don't think anyone had played it yet, so it made it kind of fair. But they had like six kids playing at a time, and then whoever won that round went on to the next round or whatever. And it sucked because, like, when I played, I did really well, but I didn't beat someone else.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, man, if you would have played like the last group of six, you would have been in it. Yeah. So, but yeah, fun times.
That's cool.
That's the only one I could think of that I put up there, and probably isn't. No one would say that's one of the best movies.
It's not based on a actual game.
Nah, but it's got
games in it.
It's got games in it.
Yeah,
it's based on Nintendo, and Nintendo was the. I still put my. Oh, Tobey Maguire has his first film role in that.
Oh, really? I was trying to see who the girl was in that, but I couldn't. I remember watching it back then, and what would we have been? Well, 12 or probably like 13 whenever it came to VHS for me, because I didn't see it in the theater.
Nope.
But I just remember that, I don't know, having a crush on that girl, because maybe they were around the same age. I don't know how old Fred Savage is. Yeah, a little bit older than us.
I thought he was the same age as us, right?
Is that right?
I don't know. Let me see.
I think he's like a year or two older.
July 9th, 1976, so he's around the same age.
About a year older than us.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah. So you had The Pit on here. You finished that?
I finished that. I got to say, I love that show. I gotta
check that out.
So it's very... I never watched ER, so I can't really... so I don't know if it's like that, but it is. It's like... You're seeing these doctors and student doctors deal with all these patients, and the main guy is the Noel Wiley character, and he's kind of a broken character, but you really like him, There's season one, there was a big event which happened, and then all this stuff happened, and then season two, another big event happens where. You know, so it's a fun show. I also, with Molly, I've been watching that Love on the Spectrum show, which I think I told you about that last week, and we finished that up. That's pretty cute. They set up two people that are kind of on the spectrum, and they meet and they have a date or whatever, and sometimes it works out really well, sometimes it doesn't, but it's interesting because it's the opposite of every dating show. There's like no drama. There's not everyone hating each other or saying like, you know, how they look like crap, or, you know, it's like such a like wholesome feel good type thing. And so it's actually like a great change from
typical mainstream
typical reality, you know. Yeah. So I recommend it's interesting. Yeah
Well, my show with Lori, like I mentioned, is Game of Thrones. Yeah. We're I think we're just about halfway through, or maybe more than that, through season two.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say through the whole thing.
No, we're not that quick, but yeah, so she hasn't been around, or she hasn't been here this week.
Oh, you couldn't watch it without her.
Can't watch it without her. But I watched two movies on Netflix the last two nights. I'll start with the one that I watched last night. So, you know, I've talked about this before. I'm kind of a fan of the rom-com type movies. And this one popped up on Netflix called Oh, Hi.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's not really a comedy. And the romance kind of takes different turns, but I really liked it. And the girl in it is, her name is Molly Gordon, and she's on The Bear, that show.
Yeah.
And I really like her. I think she's a really good actress, and easy on the eyes as well. So it was a fun movie. I was like kind of surprised. It was like a very simple movie. Like, it's just pretty much the two of them.
Logan Lerman?
Yeah, I've never heard of him before. He's the boyfriend. But I thought that was really good.
Percy and, Jackson.
Yeah, he is Percy Jackson. I saw that too. And then the other movie that I watched the night before last was Anaconda. Have you seen previews for?
The newer one, the one with Jack Black.
Yes,
and
it's Paul Rudd, Jack Black, and Steve Zahn.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that. It's kind of like are they remaking the movie or something like that?
That's part of the story. Yeah. They're like, you know, midlife crisis type thing, and they're like, oh, we never like accomplished what we were going to, you know, as far as what their dreams were in like high school, and so they get this idea to remake the movie Anaconda because one of the guys says he's acquired the rights to the movie.
Oh yeah,
and they set out they. Like, okay, we're crunched the numbers here. I didn't know if it started out, it felt a little more like serious, but then about halfway through, it kind of, to me, it really felt like it took like a more like silly departure from how it was intended. So, and it was kind of funny because it was in two different segments. It was like the first part was they were wherever, like in Buffalo, New York, where their hometown was. And then they take this trip to the Amazon rainforest, and it just felt a little silly and far-fetched from that point on. But
oh, really? You thought that was
I didn't know what to
expect.
About
the movie of the giant snake.
I mean, and there's some cameos in there. I mean, it's worth watching, but I thought it, like, as it started out, I felt like it was going to be better than what it ended as. I don't want to give too much away, but it was kind of fun, I guess. But it did turn into more of like a, I thought at first Jack Black was like more of like a, I was like, oh, he seems like more of a, just a real guy, like a natural, normal guy. But then it turns into the silly Jack Black that you would expect from like Jumanji and, you know,
yeah,
all of his movies. And the same with Paul Rudd and Steve Zahn. I like him a lot. And I felt like he had almost no lines in the movie, but he was like the third person, the third guy.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
But I don't know. I didn't even know that movie existed, and it popped up.
I didn't even remember it existed, but I do remember seeing, like, I didn't know it even released and came, you know.
It's funny what Paul Rudd will do. You know, I guarantee he just, like, looks and goes, oh, this looks fun. He doesn't like go, oh, is this going to win me any awards or am I going to get any?
Well, he was in the Friendship movie.
Right. Yeah. He's one of the most well-known, in my opinion, I don't know, one of the most well-known and recognizable actors in Hollywood and probably one of the most down-to-earth, I would assume. I mean, just from what I've seen of him in interviews and stuff, he's just seems very like,
oh,
Ruby's moving the camera.
She laid down.
But it's funny that he just will do these movies, and it's like, you're Ant-Man.
Yeah. Well, what was the, have you ever seen him where he's on Conan and he goes, oh, I have a clip from my latest movie?
No.
Oh my gosh, you haven't seen that? Uh-uh. Oh my gosh. I'll have to show you that. To this, it's kind of a standing joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have to see that. So Conan's like a podcast or whatever.
Yeah, but he did it when he was on his
show
all the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. I guess that's really it for the show. I don't know if we need to even talk about Shop Talk.
Well, we kind of went into how. The truck was a big disaster and, well, it's running now and I've got brakes. So
yeah, that's important.
Wheels are on and we're all right. And, we need to put out some videos.
Yeah.
I say we like it's,
I haven't in like at least a month or more.
Well, I haven't in a long while,
a year or more.
I put out a short of, but it was just redoing an old video I had. Yeah. I'm sure it has a couple thousand views or
900
something.
900 and something.
Oh, 900? That's it?
Oh, how are your, how to fix, are you still doing the?
Man, I, and that's the thing too.
Not how to fix I'm it. Just, half-assed.
No, I haven't. And I need to. Because
yeah, you were doing really well.
I was
with those.
Doing really well, and then I'm like, million views. Yeah, who cares? I didn't do any of that.
Nobody's watching. Yeah, your first one was a million. Your second one was like 200,000. And you're like, failure.
Failure. Okay. Well, yeah. let's cut this off.
Ruby's like, okay, your show's over now.
Yeah, show's over. Okay,
that was a good one.
We will see you on the next one.
Yep.
Bye.